Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 6th day of January, 2006. And we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We've got one of these former top CIA analysts coming on who will tell us how deadly Al-Qaeda is and how deadly bin Laden is and why we've been unable to capture him, why he's the foremost expert on Osama bin Laden. So maybe you can tell us why the Bushes vacation with the bin Ladens and why bin Laden is a CIA asset and a lot more. He is scheduled to join us in the next hour. And then we have the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire coming on, who is helping push through a bill to make it a felony for the military or police to engage in gun confiscation, mass gun confiscation, door-to-door gun confiscation during disasters and emergencies. And we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast as well. You know, I'm not going to talk about Ariel Sharon. Frankly, I really don't care. I'm going to be honest with you. The guy's a total and complete puppet like everybody else that's in control of major countries. I mean, obviously I'll talk some about it, but not that much. And why is that? Because it's a diversion. Yes, they say he's dead, died really yesterday, brain dead. And we already knew that. We had that on PrisonPlanet.com last night. And then, ooh, World Tribune, the little mouthpiece basically of Israel. It's a front group for Israel in the Washington Times. That's public knowledge. They gave us the official Mossad report, basically, through them, that now they're ready to tell us that he's dead. And that's up on the website. And it is very suspicious how he died. He was obese and 77 years of age and very energetic and had quite a career in the military. He was in the military and was 14 years old. Very interesting. And he is dead now. I said I wouldn't talk about him. There is quite a bit to talk about him. How they drove him to the hospital that was far away. How they didn't fly him. How they put him on the wrong drugs. How he had the big stroke in the ambulance. And it sounds just like Yitzhak Rabin. That's what Barry Hamish is saying. And we need to get him back on. We'll get him on next week if we can. And why do they want to kill him to put even more hardliners in? Plus, he was just about to be indicted for $3 million. In bribes. That was already in mainstream news, and so now everybody will feel sorry for him and others in the Knesset. It'll just kind of all be shut down. So my instincts tell me they killed him. Frankly, it sounds like they had trouble killing him. The guy was like a horse, and that he's really not dead, and they're going to kill him now because, you know, quote, he's almost brain dead, and they don't say how, you know, they unplugged him. It's just, at least as of a few minutes ago, it's just, he's gone now. He was brain dead, and his son's there, and we don't. Very, very suspicious. But who knows? He may have had a stroke, and sure he did. Who knows? The world will never know. It really doesn't matter. The guy's a puppet. And then there's the bizarre statements of Pat Robertson that's even got the ADL after him now, saying that God cursed Ariel Sharon for dividing Israel, and that God says anybody that divides Israel will basically be destroyed. Funny, I thought God said that Israel isn't allowed to be united until the Messiah comes, and well, Israel doesn't think that the Messiah has come, and Christians say the Messiah is going to come back for the second time. So any way you cut it, Israel is not supposed to be there right now. Jews are supposed to be there, living in harmony with the Palestinians, the Muslims, as they always have, really, till modern history. And that's what a lot of the actually a large portion of true conservative Orthodox Jews say that. But, hey, you know, who are the American people for the facts, you know? I mean, Jeremiah, Joshua, all those guys said, you're going to go into captivity. You're going to be enslaved. You've been bad. You haven't followed the commandments. You're going to go into bondage. I guess Pat Robertson will tell God that God's bad. I mean, really, because that's what God says. But now we're going to get into a theological debate about it. I don't want to do it. You know, I said I wasn't going to get into that. The big news is right here in my hand, and believe me, it dwarfs by about a million times the death of Ariel Sharon. And we shall transmit that information worldwide when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. Which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it's Friday, 8 minutes into this first hour of transmission, second segment, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com on the websites. It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong, it's about defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. We've all sworn oaths to the Constitution. If we love America, in our hearts we have, and our military and our police have done it publicly, and so have our government servants. Notice they started calling themselves officials, authorities, and now we're living in more and more tyranny, but they are still public servants. Serving at our pleasure. They work for us. I don't know. I know you don't like hearing it, some of you bureaucrats out there, but that's a fact. We have the author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, coming on, and one of the chief, or the chief, CIA expert on Al-Qaeda and Osama al-CIA bin Laden Busha. And so he will be on in the next hour if he shows up for the interview, and I do intend to grill, as they say, because, or maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he'll be honest about things, like the last CIA agent, the chief commander of CIA operations in Afghanistan, admitting that our government carried out terrorist attacks to blame it on Iran. By the way, we haven't written an article about that yet. I haven't even had time to call Paul Watson in the last 2 days to tell him, hey, let's get together and write a story, and I just send over my notes, and he double-checks everything and adds his own insight and intellect, and then we serve it up to you. That's when you see, you know, Paul Watson, Alex Jones, or Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Alex Jones, or Alex Jones and Paul Watson. It's normally a oh, what's the term that would be proper to use? Teaming up, but we collaborate. Yes, we're collaborators. We that word tends to have a bad connotation. The resistance, collaborating with the resistance, but we are evil resistance fighters against dehumanization. We look at issues and don't say, oh, is a Democrat behind this? Because I'm a Democrat. And so if a Democrat wants to, slaughter innocent people, I'm for it. But if a Republican wants to, I'm against it because I'm a Democrat. Or I don't look at it and go, I'm a Republican, and whatever they do is good. No, I look at it and say, is that good for freedom, or is that good for liberty, or is that bad for freedom and liberty? Is that constitutional? Historically, is this a good sign? No, it's not, and I'm against it, and I don't care who's pushing it, whether it's my grandma or George Bush or Bill Clinton. So we'll have Imperial Hubris author coming up, and also Libertarian Party leader from New Hampshire coming on, introducing a bill that it'll be a felony if the police engage in mass gun confiscations or if the military does it. It was ruled to be illegal in New Orleans, but it didn't matter when the federal judge said don't do it. They just kept doing it, and nobody's gotten their guns back. It's been judged, you're criminals. Do you understand that? But you don't care because you work for a criminal executive that says it's above the law. Doesn't matter if it's a felony to spy on the American people, you're going to do it. Doesn't matter if it's a felony to manufacture fake intelligence, you're going to do it. Doesn't matter if it's, even under the Patriot Act, a serious terrorist felony to create evidence of a fake terror attack. That's terroristic threat with the intention to create terror. No. All those fake terror alerts. Ari Fleischer, before he resigned, admitted, kind of choked up and said, yes, they're fake terror alerts for political aims. I couldn't believe when he just said it on national TV. They said, isn't this really political? We've been getting leaks. Well, yes, it's political. So it's all criminal, it's all terroristic, and Bush is not a conservative. So that said, Ariel Sharon is dead, and I'll talk a little bit about that, but frankly, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It does not amount to a hill of beans. The guy was a complete and total puppet for his entire life, and he was there all through Israel's history. I mean, when he was 14 years old, a decade before Israel even became Israel, he was part of the Jewish militia that, quite frankly, admittedly, carried out terrorist bombings against the Palestinians and against the British. But, I don't know what you can say about Ariel Sharon. It's just that he was a seminal individual in the state of Israel from the time he was 14 years old until they pulled the plug on him, I guess, today at 77 years of age. And there is some evidence it was foul play. I mean, that's even in mainstream news articles today. So I think the New York Times is criticizing how it was handled. It's pretty obvious that he was kind of given a Princess Diana ride. He was kind of, some people are hard to kill. I mean, the guy, most people that obese at 77 aren't alive, folks. So, you'd want to think that that's what caused it. But the guy was a horse, very, very, very good constitution, physical constitution, and it's very suspicious. Looks like a Yitzhak Rabin situation. By the way, also, Pat Robertson saying that it looks like Sharon was cursed for dividing Israel. That whole thing is smoke and mirrors, folks. That's not even real what's happening. They drag out a few villagers and a few small villages for the world to then get sympathy to not divide Israel. So, and the bootlicking, phony conservative, phony Christian, Big Brother's here to help you, flashing El Diablo sign on 700 Club, Pat Robertson, he even said, yeah, and Yitzhak Rabin got killed too. He got cursed too. Yeah, he got cursed by Shin Bet. I mean, come on. Netanyahu, two nights before, is calling Yitzhak Rabin Hitler and calling for him to be killed, and then he is killed, and clearly it isn't the guy that they showed shooting him. Clearly he got put in the car and got shot in the car, just like Ronald Reagan. And the doctors have said that, by the way. That is documented. I mean, they killed Yitzhak Rabin. There are no two ways about it. I keep saying I'm not going to talk about it, and I talked about it in the first segment. Now I'm rattling on about it. Here's the huge news. This is big news. This is going to affect your pension fund massively. This is going to affect Social Security in a gargantuan, colossal, mountainous, towering way. This is earth shattering. This is really shows us where things are going. and you're going to see a few news articles about it, maybe a mention on Lou Dobbs' Money Report, but that's about it. And people should be running around the streets freaking out right now about their futures, but they're not. They're all over the place. I went to a business meeting last night at a restaurant, and I went walking in, and I'm like, hey, how you doing, to the person that was going to see this. I'm doing real good. My team won. Oh, that's nice. And they started trying to tell me about how wonderful Vince Young was. I said, thank you. Yes, very nice game. Yes, very, very good. And tried to be polite, and the person comes over to talk at the table. Start talking about that, and I'm just, thank you very much. And finally, I just said, you know what? I wish we could be celebrating out in the streets that we defeated the fascist police state that's taking over. Or I wish I could be celebrating that the dollar hadn't plunged by 45% and that my meager bank accounts hadn't been debased by 45%. And the person, you know, the waiter didn't even know what currency is. They didn't even know what that word meant. They didn't even know what it means to have a debased currency. I mean, something a poor Mexican immigrant knows, because they're 10 times smarter than the average drooling, fat, dumb, and happy American. I mean, you know, I've talked to illegal aliens about it that speak English. Oh, yes, the dollar is weaker now, not as good in Mexico anymore. Boy, it's hurting us. They know, but not some yuppie college student who's bussing tables. But they know all about Vince Young, man. I'm really getting sick of it. You want to know why? Because I can't have a conversation with anybody in Austin, Texas about any serious issue. I mean, if you wanted to talk 5 minutes about football, I like football. You want to really get down to it. But I will not allow myself to watch it. I will not allow myself to be part of it because it is our God. Do you know what an idol is, folks? Oh, I haven't told you the earth-shattering news yet. Well, you know, maybe I won't. Maybe we shouldn't even cover. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you don't want to know. Come on, let's talk about the Rose Bowl. Man, he's got an arm, he's got legs. Did you see him run that in, and, you know, with 46 seconds on the clock, the last play they could have done it, and then they got the two-point conversion. Yes, they did. And boy, I tell you, UCLA had just gotten too arrogant. And in their backyard, right there in their town, boy, Texas hadn't had a championship since 1970. And man, I'm feeling good right now. I'm associating, you know, my whole life with a football team that doesn't amount of hill of beans. I don't care if I'm turning into a slave. I don't care if I don't have a future. I don't care what I got and what's happening. I don't care if they're building concentration camps all over America. I don't care if they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. I don't care. They're kidnapping children. I don't care what the government's doing because I got my horns and I'm feeling real good right now. That's what everybody, oh, I'm feeling real good. Everybody's walking around smiling in Austin. Oh, everybody's feeling real good. There's burnt orange everywhere. Everybody just, even people I know, people that know I can't stand it, walk up to me and start telling me about it. Listen, don't tell me about it anymore. Do you understand me? Well, what's wrong with you? You're just not happy that our team won. It doesn't matter. There's children in slave camps right now being raped. Why, you idiots, walk around acting like a bunch of fools. If you spent 5 minutes a week on football or watched a game every once in a while, it would be different. But you people literally do nothing but a bunch of brainwashed body snatchers walking around mumbling about the UK football team. So maybe I shouldn't get into the news today. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Maybe I should just get on the air and I could just go swill beer and be a sports broadcaster and sit up there and talk about the teams all day. Maybe I could just, you know, maybe I could be the modern American, divorce my wife, go out and marry three or four times and just polish my car and wax it and go around like a preening peacock and spend 2 hours a day in the gym and, you know, try to hang out with the cool people and just take care of my, but you know what, I wouldn't be a happy person. I'd be like some of you out there, a bunch of soulless jellyfish. Instead, I am alive. My life is dynamic. I'm affecting change. I'm involved. I am involved in history, along with millions of other Americans and human beings that love freedom. You know, when Karl Rove told the New York Times that all of us are just spectators, they're participants in history. They're involved. It's a big joke to them. They'll play along and act like they're into all of it, make little jokes. You know, it was like when I was watching Armitage and Negroponte, when they would testify about all their evil activities or be questioned in different hearings, they always bring up basketball or baseball or football to disarm right up front. It's just a propaganda, just a jab at you. That's all it is, Roman diversions. So you know what? I'm just not going to cover it then. I'm not going to tell you the earth-shattering news. We are going, that's it. I'm canceling the guest today. Let's talk football. Come on, let's do it. Come on, let's talk about Vince Young. Let's just talk about him and talk about him and talk about him and talk about him and talk about him. And we can all be homeless and talk about him.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Okay, here's the big news. And I apologize, folks. I'm not going to talk about UT football. I'm not going to talk about tiddlywinks or, you know, how many lichen funguses grow on the back of a rock. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to talk about the systematic destruction of the underpinning of our entire financial system by design. How does that sound? You want to know about that? Or maybe you want to escape. Well, you don't escape. When you try to escape into escapism and that's all you do, you end up broke on the street, folks. I mean, America's all about escape now. I even hear ads about come into our topless bar and escape. Go to a football game and escape. Come to the Dale Diamond and escape. Come play, you know, escape, 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 escape. And as some escapism is healthy, but when you totally try to escape, I mean, you could, I guess, just sit in a chair and imagine, you know, that your house is a palatial beach, and then 6 months later, you know, you'll just be sitting there with a long beard being evicted from the chair. All right, I'm ranting. I'm sorry. China signals switch in reserves away from the dollar. China indicated on Thursday it could begin to diversify its rapidly growing foreign exchange reserves away from the U.S. dollar and government bonds, a potential shift with significant implications for global financial and commodity markets. Economists estimate that more than 70% of the reserves are invested in U.S. dollar assets, which has helped to sustain the recent large U.S. deficits. If China were to stop acquiring such a large proportion of dollars, with its reserves currently accumulating about $15 billion a month, or £12.4 billion, it could put heavy downward pressure on the greenback. And that means you know how they are in Mexico, their money's worthless. See, you get to Germany with the wheelbarrows of money for bread. This is not good. But I know you've got Vince Young. I understand. I'm very upset about this. I'm freaking out right now. It's actually happening. We're actually being gang-raped by the New World Order. They said they'd do it, but it doesn't matter. I'll just be like Woody Woodpecker and go bouncing down the street happily because Vince Young, UT Horns, baby, the greatest game ever. In a brief statement on its website, the government's foreign exchange regulator said one of its targets for 06 was to improve the operation and management of foreign exchange reserves and to actively explore more effective ways to utilize reserve assets and diversification. It went on to say the objective is to improve the currency structure and asset structure of our foreign exchange reserves and to continue to expand the investment area of reserves. We want to ensure that the use of foreign exchange reserves supports a national strategy. An open economy, page 2, and the macroeconomic adjustment. The announcement came from the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. It gave no details about whether this meant a big shift in the investment strategy for Chinese reserves, which, according to local press reports, reached nearly $800 billion at the end of last year and are expected by economists to reach $1 billion by year's end. Oh, 20% increase each year. The regulator also said it would end quotas on the amount of foreign currency Chinese companies can acquire to invest in overseas assets, on and on and on. And then it has other indicators here. It's got John Snow, U.S. Treasury Secretary, speaking earlier about it, repeated his call for China to allow to rise against the dollar, their currency to rise against the dollar. The trade deficit is influenced by lots of things, differential growth rates, and just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Okay, now you notice the New York Times here says they're not saying if it'll be a strong move. They've already made a huge move, 8 months ago, into a basket of currencies. Now, what is that? Before, about 90% of their investment was in the dollar and in T-bills, treasury bills, U.S. debt, boys and girls. Now it is shifting predominantly in its new acquisitions. That is, it still holds old ones, but it's like, I'm no longer a Ford man, I'm now a Chevy man. Now, in the future, they're going to buy Chevy. They're going to buy EU. They're going to buy dinar. They're diversifying into a basket with U.S. currencies only being a small part of the overall index in future acquisitions. So in the last 8 months or so, most of their new purchasing has been dramatically into everything from Russian currencies into Russian petrodollars, into you name it. It's a wide index, and that signals that they are moving away from the dollar. So Russia's doing this. The Arabs are doing this. The Germans, the Dutch, the French are doing this. Did I mention the Japanese, who've always been stalwart support of the strong dollarization, and that being the reserve currency, are now beginning to move into the Chinese model, and this is not pretty. Let me talk a little bit more about basic economics. This is not rocket science. They try to make it all mumbo-jumbo, confusing. Spend a few minutes on that on the other side. Get into Ariel Sharon, a bunch of other issues, and take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Parable told two different ways. In one, there's a happy little kingdom, and an evil witch comes and poisons the well. Everybody drinks from it, and they become really hateful and evil. And the wise king, he goes and drinks from the well. He knows it's the well, and then he joins the hateful, evil kingdom, and now they're not going to basically outcast him. And I don't know if that's the wise thing to do. I know it's not. And then the other way you can hear the parable of is there's a village and there's a shoemaker and the witch comes and poisons the well and then his whole family becomes evil. Everybody becomes evil and hateful and he just can't stand it. So he goes and drinks from the well. And I guess that's just what I should do. I should not talk about DynCorp and Halliburton openly with white slavery rings publicly with lobbyists in D.C. I shouldn't even read the Chicago Tribune article about it. I mean, the white slavers even have lobbyists. I shouldn't talk about how the genetically engineered food, admittedly, is what's causing people who've never had allergies now to develop them. Because what happens is that they have chemicals in them. They just, by the way, a big company that makes dozens and dozens of 30-something brands of dog food, one big factory. I'm going to dig the article out and cover it later. Put genetically engineered corn in there that has a toxin that is killing dogs all over the country with over 30 brands. And just quietly there's a recall going because they put GMO corn in there that kills mammals. I mean, this stuff is, by the way, those strains of corn already are showing up in every other major species of corn. See, it's spreading. It's taking over. Big article in the New York Times about it just a few days ago, but just nonchalantly, yeah, they don't oversee it. Yeah, they got pharmacological corn that grows chemicals in it. You can design corn to grow chemicals or live HIV virus or whatever you want in it. So they can then extract vaccine directly out of the corn. Isn't that wonderful? And then that's spreading, and suddenly you'll have oak trees with corn stalks growing out of them. I mean, no, I mean, serious. This is actually happening. And now people are getting all these weird allergies. You never had them because, now the other allergens will help trigger it. I mean, they've got a lot of studies showing that if you already have certain chemicals in your blood at high levels, that'll help trigger other allergies when you come into contact with natural natural pollens, tree pollens, grass pollens, and the like. And so there's all these new illnesses and all these new sicknesses. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if autism's gone from 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago to 1 in 166. And it doesn't matter if the CDC's own documents say they know it's brain damaging the children en masse. They'll just tell us they've taken the mercury out and they've actually increased it. Had a medical doctor on last week. He goes, yeah, that's true. They're actually still in there, and they've actually increased it. Mm-hmm. I have AP articles. But again, that's back of the paper, even if it ever makes it in the newspaper. Imagine being the AP writer that got all that together and put that out a year ago. Contrary to popular belief, they've actually increased mercury instead of decreased it. But I never saw it in the newspaper, just one of the thousands of articles a week that it just stays on the wire. And because an editor knew, well, that'll alarm the people. And that editor probably doesn't even care enough about his own grandkid that's, that's 6 months old that's being brain damaged by shots. He won't even tell his daughter. That'd be trouble, too. Yeah, he'll just go play golf. And then when the kid's 18 months old, it'll go into the corner and go autistic from brain damage. And it won't really matter. He'll just keep playing golf. He won't care. And then when he goes into a nursing home, he could add 10 more years of life. His kids will be just like him, and they'll put him in a cheap nursing home and let him die of bed sores. He won't care either. He wasn't going to live in a negative world. He wasn't going to deal with problems. He was just going to watch the horns. UT, baby. And you can tell I'm really in a bad mood right now. I am in a cross mood. In fact, I don't even want to interview this spook that's coming up, this CIA spook. I don't even want to even just argue with the person. I don't even want to entertain it, but we're going to have them on. I don't even want to. Frankly, I mean, I am really I'm in a nasty mood right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I am mad. Because money isn't number one to me. But people being ripped off and scammed, that does get me mad. That really does make me mad. And to know that the bankers are openly bragging and openly saying, for as long as I've been researching them, that when their new world order comes in, they're going to plunge our currency. They're going to totally drive the economy under. They're going to consolidate our wealth. They're going to take our pension funds. China's going to be the model. And they're going to team up with Europe. And we're going to be deindustrialized and then merge into the Pan-American Union. It's all happening, and China 8 months ago, along with Russia and others, began dumping the dollar. And what does the Treasury Secretary say? He says it's good. Now, we've had chief economist for Ronald Reagan on, a chief economist for George Bush, the current George Bush on, saying that he's clearly behind terrorist attacks and clearly destroying the dollar, and it's horrible. What do they know? Snow's given us the proverbial snow job. Treasury Secretary, and says it's great. He says it's no big deal. He's in the paper today. He's in the New York Times today, January 6, 2006. He said yesterday on Thursday that it's no problem. No problem. It's okay, fine, great, it's no problem. That's the incredible thing about the economic indices, the numbers, is that I hear all these wannabe know-it-all businessmen on the talk shows, and I hear all these experts on MSNBC, and I hear them on the weekend financial shows, and they tell you how, we're in a booming economy, and there's not high inflation, and a weak dollar's good, because that's what the big boys at the paid-off newspapers say, and so they think being smart means they just regurgitate it. And it's horrible financial advice. If you would have invested in gold 3 years ago, you would have more than doubled your money. The stock market isn't doing that, despite the fact with the Standard & Poor's, S&P, Dow Jones, all the NASDAQ, all the major indexes, they just take out of the basket any losing stocks, and they only put winners in. You look at the real stock market portfolio, it is in the toilet. But even if you look at the stock market itself, in the last 10 years, it is underperforming. But they've got all these cooked graphs, and I mean, I know businessmen, I know people that who just still, they just cannot get it. They just cannot get it. They cannot understand the fact that after you go off of the unemployment rolls, you are counted as employed. And so they'll run around saying unemployment's only at 4.1%. It is not at that. It is at around 15%. If you consider people that only have part-time jobs and are on welfare as being unemployed, that's what the formerly in economics they would consider a part-time or day laborer as unemployed. Or only partially underemployed. There are different terms for it. But if you just look at people, period, out of jobs, period, it's around 9%. But who cares? Who wants real numbers? If you want to know what inflation's at, it's at about 12%. And actually, the mutual funds and other people, you can actually go get the real numbers that actual investors and wealthy people look at. You see, you've got the numbers for them, and you've got the numbers for the people that watch Lou Dobbs' Money Report. People that watch Cavuto and other such propaganda arms. And I mean, I guess Dobbs is a little bit better than Cavuto or whatever his stupid name is. But the point is, and I'm trying to get at here, is the economy's growing at 3.3%. And those are even inflated numbers. You know, they've been counting now for 2 years, all considered fast food. And that's around half of the restaurateurs in the country, millions and millions of people employed there. They're considering about half the restaurants in the country as manufacturing value-added consumable goods. They are, and I know a consumable good really doesn't fall into the same, well, there's two different definitions of consumable goods, but it's a new, bizarre definition they have, and just take it from them. A cheeseburger is the same as a F1 pickup truck or a Chevy Silverado or a Dodge Ram. It just is, and that's the end of it. And don't argue with the government. That's just the way it is. Period. So there's no need to argue about it. Sometimes this is so ridiculous, I don't even want to go over how it's a fraud. I mean, why? Well, what is even the point? It's so obvious. Let's say we have 12%, which they debate whether it's 10 or 15%. Different indexes show the real inflationary curve at between 10 and 15%. So I'll just say 12.5%, 13%. Pick a number. It doesn't matter. They say that it's a little over 3% this year. Or now, last year's numbers. And so you know the cost every year is going up more than 3%, don't you? You know that. And, again, even that 3% is cooked numbers. So it's actually the economy is contracting. We're losing the real jobs that in the past paid $30 an hour. Now you're getting $10 an hour, if you're lucky. Or, you know, the people that made $150,000 a year as computer programmers are now making $40 if they're lucky. And they're right now literally training their Indian replacements. That's public. I'm sure you've all heard about that. And Bush has a plan to bring in even more skilled laborers to an unlimited level. Forget outsourcing, and they'll just bring them right here. And so all of that is happening, and if you do the math, if inflation's 12%, but every year you're getting an increase in pay of 3.3%, then if you do the numbers, in 10 years, you're looking at losing tens of thousands of dollars of buying power. And if you look at it over a 25-year scale, it's just unbelievable. We are going into pauperism. We are going into third world status. I mean, in most places in the world, 95% of people are literally living in one-room apartments in squalor, not getting enough to eat. And then 4.5% are kind of minion class, maybe living in a tiny house, but they've got maybe a fancy uniform, so the slaves have to bow down to them in the streets, cops, civil servants, stuff like that. And then you've got 0.5% living in gigantic opulence, flying around in huge helicopters with slave pits full of sex slaves. Really, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, Israel. I mean, that's how they live. Actual slave pits with slaves and harems and everything. I mean, this is the world, folks. This is how the elite live. And you're going to get to enjoy that. Instead of having a middle class that is about 50% of the population, as it's always been, with a tiny elite of about 1%, and then 49% being blue-collar but living pretty good and being happy, they're just changing the definitions. They're saying you're rich if you have an iPod. No longer are you rich if you've got your house paid for and go on vacations, put your kids through college, and aren't in debt. You know that in the past, that was middle class. Now it's middle class if you've only got $100,000 in debt, and you've got an iPod and a Cadillac. You've got an iPod and a Cadillac and a big color TV, and your kids, it's a big presentation. You give them the Nike tennis shoe made by slaves. They don't have any bank account, any savings account, no future, but you can strut around with maybe some jewelry hanging from you. So you're white trash rich. And they have other obnoxious names for it concerning black people. But the point is that this is a reality. And so you have nothing, you have no future, but they will tell you on the TV that if you have this bauble, you're rich. So people aren't even going to know. They're going to think, I've got a color TV and a car with some bling bling, and I've got a knockoff Rolex watch, and some of the trappings of wealth. And meanwhile, the government officials are personally making, even at local levels, millions a year and buying up everything and stealing private property, and the elites making trillions a year and building huge prisons everywhere for your kids who they know don't have a future. You'll either join them in the global war to take over the planet in the name of fighting terror, or you're going to be a jail guard, or you're going to be in the prison. And listen, I heard a call yesterday to a talk radio show. I was aware of this, but to hear this sniveling idiot, he's going, I'm getting a master's degree at Texas A&M. And he goes, oh, a master's in what? And, different economic modeling. He used some term. It'll pop my head in a second. And the individual, the talk show host, said to him, he said, well, what do you do? And he goes, well, it deals with Homeland Security. We tell businesses how to better organize their operations to get discounts, say, on insurance, so that because they will surveil their customers and track everything they do and run it through a government database. And the talk show host is, that's just wonderful. That's just what, because, see, they're training the new economy. It is prisons, and it's all run by the dying courts of the world. I mean, you want to go to college? It's, well, you can only get a, your college paid for through a government grant if you'll go for Homeland Security. And so they're just going to have people that have these degrees, and they'll then be the federal and state funding for it. And I've got a stack of the articles here. The graduates are coming out now, and in every little town and city, they are becoming commissariat. And they literally will go around and command the police, and they will, quote, fight terror, and all crime is terror. And so they're literal spies that just go around running their lives. I mean, that's the new jobs at the... It's not computer programming. It's not building cars. It's literally going to be being little Stasi secret police. And see, the insurance companies that are owned by the private Federal Reserve, predominantly, they set the policy, and then they hand up a little carrot. Oh, you get a 2% discount on your insurance if you adopt all of this and spy on your employees and everyone that comes in to rent a car or rent an apartment. He was saying on the air, it was just every industry. And that's true under Patriot Act compliance. And so that's the new America. That's what it's going to be, unless we just really change it, because they have the money. They set the parameters. They set the infrastructure, and the infrastructure is going into the depths of depravity, the depths of corruption, and it is hellish. And there's all these good old boys who just love it. It's going to be peopled by good old boys who are just going to love every minute of it as they draw that blade across the neck of America, and as those jugglers bust and just spew out, as those carotids spew and just spills that hot blood of America out on the ground. They're just, I love America, drawing that knife right across. Oh, yeah, I'm a good old boy. Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Been worshiping the government since the day they were born. Hope you love it. Hope you love it. And a lot of you will wake up. Oh, you'll wake up deep in the middle of it. You'll wake up one night and think, man, we were better off 10 years ago. Man, before all this happened. How did this happen to us? How? I remember hearing that Alex Jones one day on the radio, and I laughed at him. But how did it ever come down to this? How did it ever come down to it where somebody beneath you wants your job, so they're going to report you to Homeland, see? And you're going to be going, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. But see, that's going to be the fascistic economy. No, you're not. Maybe somebody above you wants your wife. Maybe somebody above you wants your ranch. See, because they're going to feed on everybody and get greedier and greedier. And it always happens. Well, what? I've been a Homeland Security officer. What are you doing taking my... Come with us, sir. We're going to take you to a camp. And we're going to blow your head off. How's that sound? How's that sound? And they're going to take you and they're going to shoot you in the back of the head. And they're going to melt you down for collagen.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sometimes I get really angry at what's happening. I can see it systematically setting up a police state. I mean, I've been to the FEMA camps. They're admittedly training to put us in camps, break up our families, kill us, you name it. I mean, this is the globalist plan. They've written books about it. They're doing it. And I remember back in 2000, back in January of 2000, the Army War College released a report and said, we're going to sell implantable microchipping to the American people in the next decade. And they said, we're going to use fads. We're going to say it's stylish and cool. The young people will accept it. And then we'll also use security and make people who are in secure locations take it. They had like a four-part strategy. And then now I watch the exact strategy on the news. Now there's this big trendy national group who all the really cool trendies with the dreads and everything. Yeah, man, they all got the chip, the RFID, and it activates their computer, and everybody else who doesn't like it's just dumb and stupid. And, of course, they're all corporately funded. And they're just a bunch of intelligence ops out scamming, and they'll get massive TV attention, and the media will just push their books and their stuff. It's just these people are nuts, man. I mean, I'm watching systematically from Andy Rooney to the local teenagers to Sean Hannity to the Mexican Attorney General to the former Health and Human Services Secretary going to middle schools around the country, elementaries. Tommy Thompson's now traveling the country, going to schools. I got to get a plane ticket and go videotape it at one. They'd even let me in. Up there, you need to take the chip. The chip is good. I mean, this is not America. How am I supposed to sit around and talk about UT football all day, which doesn't matter a hill of beans, when actual body snatcher, crazy, weird, you know, Mars attack stuff's going on? And I don't mean aliens are taking over. I mean that figuratively. It's of that same level. It's like hobgoblins are running around in the street foaming at the mouth and no one's even paying attention to it. You know, it's the old elephant in the living room sitting on you. I mean, the universities predominantly are shifting over now. And well, we'd like to get a scholarship to be an engineer. My son is got a 3.8. We're sorry, we're not offering as many of those now. How about Homeland Security? Well, okay, I guess so. And then, boom, you're recruited into it, into this whole domestic hell pit. I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing. I love this country. Do you realize how evil these people are? I know I keep repeating it. I can't get over Chicago Tribune reporting that the white slavers that kidnap women and children actually have lobbyists on the Hill. I mean, arrest them. What is wrong with people? Well, no, they got government backing. We're not allowed to arrest them. I'm a SWAT team commander, and I'm listening to you, Alex. I just don't believe it. Well, listen to me, buddy. You better go read it, then. You better go face it. Don't you deny it. Don't you try to get around it. Don't you turn that radio off. Don't you weevil around the truth. We've got criminals running the country who carry out terror attacks against us. It's declassified. I had the CIA commander from Afghanistan Ops on 2 days ago, and I talked about instances of our government carrying out terror bombings to blame it on people, and he said, yes, that's true. Now, I can show you the documents. I can show you the admissions. The people that have done it have given interviews. The point is that, see, there they are admitting it. But we're not doing it today, Alex. You can trust us today. No, you're just making a big move, doing it 500 times what you ever did before. I mean, I know murdering criminals are in control, and they've got to be stopped. And I'm freaked out about it, because my wiring is in place, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't know why I'm immune to it. I don't know why I respond like a normal person should respond. You know, Paul Revere didn't go suck his thumb and go, oh, some Brits are landing with their guns to come get us. No, he got on his horse and riding down the road for 12 hours going, to arms, the Redcoats have landed. Get to the lanterns, warn the troops, rally. Rally the people to resist. Ah! Let us hear your war growl.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.